It's time for our weekly edition of Share Something. This week, we have some tools for you. Kevin Kelly is with us. He's senior maverick for Wired Magazine, editor of Cool Tools, a catalog of possibilities. He was on with us a while back to talk about that, and he's creator of the Cool Tools website. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, remind us of the philosophy. When I think tool, I usually think, you know, a wrench or a hammer. You've got a bigger picture. What is a tool?
Tools, anything that is useful. And that can be something, not just a power tool, but also something like a book that would tell you how to do something, or a web app, or maybe even something like a chart or a piece of software.
So it's something that helps us accomplish something.
Yes, to help you make something happen, either to help you make something or make something happen. And things that we find useful. Sometimes they have the handle, but they don't always.
And what makes any given tool cool?
I define a cool tool as something that empowers you as an individual to do something that matters, and it may be either the cheapest available, or else it's the very best, or else it's the only thing in the world that will do it. And so those tend to make it cool.
Well, let's get in. You've got a handful of cool tools to share with us today. And you sent me along a list. This one sounds almost science fictional to me. A self-healing cutting mat. That self-healing part is what sounds weird. First of all, what do we do with a cutting mat for those of us who don't use them on a regular basis?
Yeah, the idea here is I was trying to pick out some tools that maybe were uncommon and people didn't know about that were still pretty general purpose. So a lot of people have to cut stuff. If you are doing model making, or if you're working with paper or, say, photography or prints, or you're cutting on a flat surface. And if you're cutting on a flat surface with a razor knife or X-Acto blade, it tends to cut up the surface and makes it more difficult to cut because your blades are going to kind of go along the groove. A self-healing mat is a piece of kind of plastic that won't, you know, be harmed, because when it cuts into it, it doesn't leave a groove. And so even if you make a thousand cuts in it, it's still perfectly smooth. And also, of course, it's not carving up your furniture at the same time.
So what's it made out of? Does it have some high-tech rosin inside that seeps out and seals the wound, or is it simpler than that?
It's kind of a plastic that does reconform to and tends to fill in the little cut. It kind of squeezes itself out and yet remains perfectly flat. So it's not like space age, you know, something from NASA, but it's been around and pretty new, and you'll find these things kind of in any kind of a place where people are working with razor blades.
Now, most of the cutting I do is in the kitchen. Is there anything like this for a cutting board? Because after a little while, my cutting boards or our butcher block top, you know, they're packed with lines. And it looks kind of cool in character, but I worry, you know, germs are going to build up in there. Have you seen anything like that for cooking?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I don't see it with cooking, and I don't see any reason why it couldn't be used. I think maybe most people have a cutting board, and they don't care so much. You're not doing such precise work as you are with, say, model making, or you're trying to cut a print, or you're a draftsman or an architectural school where you have to be precise. When you're chopping, you're just kind of like, you know, if you're off a little bit, it doesn't matter. So, but it could certainly be used in a kitchen. If you were a really fanatic person who wants to cut the onions exactly so, then you should get one of these.
Well, staying with the cutting theme, and I've just brought up the kitchen, I tend to rely on the knives my wife and I were given when we got married. They're really quite old, and I don't really sharpen them. You've got a great chef knife that qualifies as a cool tool.
Yeah, this is, again, something that everybody can use. We've accumulated chef knives over the years, but this is the one that everybody, well, we have several of them at this point. These are the ones that everybody kind of grabs first. This is a very high quality blade that's on a fairly lightweight handle, and it gives you the kind of insane sharpness that a professional chef knife would give you, but it's very inexpensive. It's in the $30 or $40 range, which for knives, chef knives, is very reasonable. And it's one of these knives that's now been highly recommended by everybody who does reviews, from Cook's Illustrated to the Wire Cutter to Cool Tools. And it works because it's lightweight, extremely sharp, dishwasher-friendly, and inexpensive. And it's really, you know, if you want to get a really high-quality chef knife for very little money, you can have this one.
And what's the make and model of that again?
This, well, there's in several different sizes. There's like a, I think it's 9-inch or an 11-inch, but it's called a Victorinox chef knife.
Victorinox. It's a mouthful.
Victorinox. And V-I-C-T-O-R-I-N-O-X. And, you know, it's on Amazon. And so you can get a smaller or larger size. And we actually use the smaller sizes, not the paring knife, but the small chef knife most.
Okay, now we're getting into air conditioning season, and we just finished a very long and brutal heating season here in Wisconsin and around a lot of the country. And I keep hearing about smart thermostats, wireless controlled thermostats. I'm not exactly sure why I need those things. What makes a great thermostat a cool tool?
So this is called the Nest thermostat, and it was actually kind of designed and invented by some ex-Apple people. So the main thing that it's doing is two things. It's smart in the sense that it's going to minimize the amount of fuel that you're using. And secondly, it has a tremendously friendly and fantastic interface to do these kind of complex things. So going to the first part, which is that it's it has things like it has motion sensors in it. So it knows when you are around. And more importantly, it can kind of learn what your general patterns are in your daily life. And so it will automatically, say, turn the heat up or turn the heat down, depending on the season, for your home before you get there. So it knows that, you know, you're going to be normally coming home at this time, and so it's going to start this process X number of minutes so that by the time you walk in the house, it's this. And it knows from your patterns that, you know, maybe you go to bed at this time, and so it will turn it down automatically afterwards, or you get up at this time. And so it also, the interface allows you to program this, but programming is too strong a word. It allows you to tell it or override it in any kind of patterns that you know and that you want. And you do this with a very simple turn of the front face. It's very intuitive. And you don't have to ever look up in a manual. You just know how to tell this complicated things. And the premise is that this is a higher priced thermostat, but it will save you that much money probably within your first year just in the fuel savings.
Want to invite our listeners to join in as we talk about cool tools at 800-642-1234. What is one tool you wouldn't do without? Why? And is there something you've newly discovered that you've got your eye on or that's made a big difference in your life? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We've got Kevin Kelly with the Cool Tools website with us. Kevin, a hand cart, that's something a lot of times around the house I think, oh, it'd be handy if I had one. And if I'm out and about, I never, ever think of getting one. You've got a great hand cart that you say you get a lot of use out of.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in hand carts, and we have kind of a full-size nylon one, and nylon because it's very lightweight and basically unbreakable. And if you can run any size household, it's amazing how often you'll use one of these. And if you're ever moving friends around, you're a hero if you bring one of these in, because it makes moving books or whatever it is a lot easier. And I find myself using it all the time. It saves on your back. But the one I'm recommending, called the Magna handcart, is interesting because it's actually a collapsible. It folds up, and so you can very easily throw it into the trunk of your car if you're moving things around. And you can also store it. So if you don't have a lot of room, it folds up into a very small size and stores. It's not as rugged as, say, the nylon or the metal one, but it will do an amazing job. And if you have to haul something down the street, or if you're moving something to somewhere in an office building, or you're even bringing, you know, a load of beverage cans from the street or somewhere to your garage, this is the thing that works. And it'll take, probably 100 pounds or so, and yet it will fold up and you can slip into a closet.
I've seen band guys use these for basic guitar amps. I play saxophone. I don't haul a lot of amps around, but it always helped them. And it's a difference maker.
Yeah.
And then next we've got, now this is pushing the boundaries of a tool, Elance. This is a web service. What is that?
Yeah, so Elance is a kind of like an eBay for freelancers, and you're not buying products, you're buying services. And what it is a gazillion freelancers, not just in the U.S., but around the world, will work for you on a project basis. And the real innovation here is that, and it took me many years to discover this myself, there are so many things that you could have help on, and you don't have to do everything yourself. There's lots of things you could do with the help of someone else. If it was really easy to find that person and to hire them for a very limited, task or job, because oftentimes this is the process of finding this person and contracting with them and whatever it is, and evaluating them, it's just a lot of trouble. But Elance makes it very easy to have people work for you and help you do something. And the process is it deals with the money, and it deals with the reputation, it deals with finding them, it deals with you evaluating them. And so what I've learned to do is I can put up a job very fast. I may not know how much it's worth, but this is the genius of it, is all the freelancers around the world who see this job will bid. They'll say, I'll do it for this or I'll do it for that. And then you can kind of evaluate through how much they're suggesting they want, plus their own reputation from previous jobs. And you can give them a trial at that point if you want to. And the benefit of this is that it's you can amplify your power, whether it's you need to have someone design, or you need some legal work, or you need someone to come do some wiring, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be just virtual. It can be things that are very real. You can have someone help you for a very modest fee and done very quickly without a lot of transactional overhead, and that's the beauty of it.
Interesting. Time for a quick call from Tim in Stevens Point. Tim, you've got a tool for us.
Yeah, I was thinking about everything I always use, and I was going to say, like, my cordless, 18-volt stuff, but, I thought really hard about it. I don't think I could ever live without my air compressor, and it's amazing when my wife and I go to people's houses and they don't have one in their garage, and it's like, if people only knew how handy they were when you could buy air tools are relatively very cheap now. You can spray guns, air grinders, air trim nail guns are unbelievably easy to use if you want to put together some. It's people would be surprised at how easy it is to buy the tools, use them, and just airing up your tires, stuff like that to have around. I don't think I could ever live without air compressor. I'd be lost.
A plug for the air compressor. Tim, thanks for the call. And Kevin, thank you for joining us again.
It's a great pleasure, and may your tools be worthwhile.
That was Kevin Kelly, creator of the Cool Tools website. They recently released Cool Tools, a catalog of possibilities in print version.